Okay, the real truth, the beginning of the Zman, we could talk about many issues, but we started talking the beginning of the week. Everybody was shocked this week in the media, not only in Israel, all over the world, the CNN, the BBC, Europe, all kinds of TVs. How in one funeral there is 800,000 people or 600, it was 800,000 or 600,000. Kula alma lo pligedet. 500,000 for sure were there. And people are talking this was the biggest levaya in Jerusalem. The real truth was the biggest levaya maybe in the world. I don't know, because 100 years ago there weren't phones and nobody called so many people to be in a levaya in 4 hours. And for sure in Israel wasn't a levaya, such a big levaya of almost a million people. Today the police could check the numbers in a minute because each one that holds a cell phone in his pocket, the police has a... Someone explained to me, he could know the numbers. It's not that they made a picture and they counted the heads. V'hashela, lama? Why so many people came to this levaya? What was so special about Rav Ovadia Yosef, Zecher Tzadik Livracha? We are still can digest, we don't believe exactly that he passed away. Whoever was close to him knows it's very hard to understand that he passed away. And there are all kinds of newspapers today. I saw about 30 newspapers we were selling in Har Nof, all kinds of pictures with all the Admorim and all these connections with the Ketorim in the last, like this example, what I'm holding now, with all kinds of pictures, his connection with all Olam HaTorah, Admor Mibelz, Admor Migur, Admor Dvorba, Admor Mitzanz, Kloisenberg, that came after the Holocaust, that very respect Rav Ovadia, not now, 40 years ago. 40 years ago already he was respect. But what was the point? So on one hand, to give a hesped is very chashuv. כתוב בשולחן אורוך דברי הגמרא כל המתעצל בהספדו של צדיק ראוי לקוברו חי. יש מצווה להגיד הספד, כתוב לא לשקר, להגיד את האמת, to say the truth, not to make all kinds of exaggerating גוזמאות, all kinds of stories that weren't there, but to say the truth. I'm not saying a הספד because I'm not ראוי לדבר על הרב עובדיה יוסף דברי הספד, but I will tell few stories and few points that we will talk about them. I think it will make each one of us to do our Torah a little bit better. I won't talk about how much he was big, because we won't understand how big he was. Whoever reads the introduction to Yabi Omer Chelek Aleph, Alichot Olam, or Tarat HaBayit, you will see that he talks that a guy that needs to be a poisek, he needs to know Bavli or Rushalmi. Then it brings Tshuvat HaGeonim, that not only Bavli and Yerushalmi, he must know Rishonim, V'achronim, V'achronei Achronim, before he writes a Psak. And everybody knows he was working with very big issues. Example, when the Ethiopian came to Israel, or they found the Ethiopian someplace there in Ethiopia, many rabbis, I don't want to say no names, many rabbis, Sephardim and most Ashkenazim, said that it's not a machlok, it's Sephardim and Ashkenazim, but because Litvik and Hasidish, even Admor Lubavitcher, they had some questions about the Ethiopians. Rav Ovadia was a young guy in his 50s, wrote a letter, he was already a chief rabbi, they asked him about the Ethiopians, and he decided that after he writes a long tshuva, Hem Yehudim, היה לו הגיטין וקידושין ויש בעיית ממזהות. כתב תשובה בהלכה על הגב שלו. אמר, הם יהודים, נקודה. And the government started to bring planes from Ethiopia. Not every day, there was a problem there, but started bringing planes. Another example, famous example, after Yom Kippur War, now it's 40 years for Yom Kippur. Many women were waiting for weeks for their husbands. They don't know he's alive, he's not alive, he's dead, he's... Rav Ovadia sat crying and writing a whole tshuva. Each case, it's not he gave one heter for all the soldiers. One soldier got killed in Ramat HaGolan, they saw his tank, half was burned, two went to this hospital, one to this hospital, they checked the tank, they didn't find him. Maybe he's in the Chevy in Syria. Maybe he's a
captive.
Maybe he's there. Each case, One guy was in the border with Egypt there fighting. One guy was in Gaza fighting. Each case was a different case. And he was sitting and writing these answers. Before he was visiting also the soldiers and all kinds of pictures in places that people will be afraid to step there. He was there. But soon we will talk about this point. We're talking now about the halakha. Rav Avadia gives heters. People talking about Bet Hillel. Because I'm saying these points, Rav Avadia was a big, big Bet Hillel. People like to show him on media in the last 10 years that he's a takif, shtuyot. So now I'll show you how kama ze shtuyot. Kilu. Rav Avadia was Bet Hillel. You find answers in Yabi HaOmer. Chalav shenechlav b'shabbat al yedei Israel. It was a big issue in Israel. Till today is a big issue. You could go to a makolet, to a super. There are two kinds of chalav. One is kasher, one is kasher lemadrim. What's the difference? Chalav shenechlav b'shabbat. Haya harbe kibbutzim, harbe moshavim. Yisraelim ovdim sham, ein goy. Ze nechlav b'shabbat. Bedech klal ein heter lezeh. Tu tshuva b'yabi haomer muta. Hotels on Pesach. Rav Avadia gave a heter for many hotels. He said, if I won't give a heter on Pesach, they will sell their chametz during Pesach. Better that I will give a heter bedochak against many Ashgochas. I want to save them that on Sunday they won't bring rolls and all kinds of pitot on Pesach. Rav Avadia, יש לו תשובות, יין שמחלל שבת נגע בו. המחלל שבת בפרסיה, הרי הוא ככופר בתורה כולה. In America, for sure, you know the issue. Our guys, you come all kinds of relatives. Don't give him to touch the wine. Don't give him to touch the wine. Rav Avadia כתב תשובה בשביל לקרב אדם מישראל. תשובה. So you think his reform is conservative? No. When he was already in his 20s, I told you he was in Egypt. There was a reform rabbi there. Did them all kinds of bad things. Told him give a hechsher to a hospital that they had one set of kelim. Rav Avadia stood up and said, no, no way. You know, in America, there's an expression, pay lahem velo yedaberu. Pay. You pay the rabbi, he's already, pay lahem velo yedaberu. Enayim lahem velo yeru. When a rabbi is a rabbi of a congregation, they give him his $1,000 every month, in the good case, yeah. He will open his mouth, he says, it's not kosher. He will lose his job. What do you mean? He has a good position. Rav Avadia was 23 years old, two babies, his wife was pregnant in Egypt, no cell phone, no phone, by himself. Stood up and said, no way, I don't give kashrus. They forced him on Yom Tov, he saw in Egypt when he was in his 20s, Av Beit Din. People were shochet on Yom Tov, and the market is open, selling, buying. Read the tshuva in Yabi HaOmer, chelek alef, chelek bet. So I heard it from him many times in the drashas. Rav Avadia said, no way. What's going on here? It's Yom Tov. And he started to... Even when Shochet wanted to kill him, it's a famous story, he writes it. He waited for him with a giant, huge, sir male maim rotchim, boiling water, on the door of the synagogue. Miskan, there was a guy, looks exactly like Rav Avadia, walked out. Patsalto, he's burned till today, he passed away already now, but people tried to kill him in Egypt. He was in his 20s. אבל הוא אמר לו, אני הולך לפי ההלכה. One hand, Bet Hillel, the other hand, איף שצריך, הכל מתוך עירת שמיים. אבל גם על זה אני לא רוצה לדבר. There is a whole book, Rav Benny Lau, famous rabbi today in Katamon, he's an angry rabbi, but he wrote, there are six people wrote doctor out about שיטת הפסיקה של הרב עובדיה, all kinds of work in Bar-Ilan University, every university. Two of them were published, Dr. Picard and Dr. Benny Lau. He's doctor because he wrote, he took few tshuvot in Yabi HaOmer and he explained who is Rav Ovadia 10 years ago. He became a Rav doctor. Okay. You know, the Sephardim, they like to make a joke in Jerusalem. No, I won't say it now. Some rabbi, when I was young, I saw, he told me, who was the rabbi that gave you a lecture before? אמרתי לו, הרב דוקטור. הוא אמר לי, מי? הרב דוקטור. אני לא מכיר. אם הרב נמצא לי הדוקטור, סימן שהרב חולה. He's not exactly a rabbi. חס ושלום. But Rav Benny Lau, he's my friend. He's תלמיד חכם. This is a Sephardim rabbi of 30 years ago used to say, אם הרב הוא הרב דוקטור, אז הוא לא רב, חס ושלום, חס ושלום. הוא עשה דוקטורט על הרב עובדיה. And he reads in his book, if you want, read there, the name of the book, ממרן עד מרן. זה מרן רבי יוסף קארו. He explains how רב עובדיה, when hold on, שפסיטת הפסיקה צריך להיות לפי מרן שולחן ארוך. אבל אני לא מעניין אותי עכשיו, לא מדבר על זה. ואני לא מדבר על הגאונות שלו ועל כוח הפסיקה שלו בתהילל. אני מדבר דברים, things I'm talking now just about things that we could take to ourselves. One thing. Rav Avadia used to give shiurim zikui harabim. מה זה זיכוי הרבים? יש תדע, big ראשי ישיבות, or big דיינים, or big פוסקים. You tell them, come give a shiur. There's a synagogue here, they want a shiur l'chos Shabbos. He tells you, me? You know who I am? I know Reb Chaim Brisk, Reb Shimon Shkop, when I was 19. I know Ktois, Netivot, everything by heart. I will give Balabatish? It's not my level. Rav Avadia for 75 years gave a shiur lebalabatim, Motzei Shabbat. With a very simple explanation in a way they will understand. Okay, in the last 20 years there was a recording and there was a video. But for 50 years, nobody recorded it. And I grew up in Shchuna, not far from Shchunat Abur Chaim. Tuesday, he was already Rav Rashi. Tuesday, he gave in Knesset Musayov. Wednesday, he gave in Bet Knesset Borochov. In Bukharim, everything. In a small neighborhood next to Mezharim. Thursday, Orachaim, Shivat Orachaim. Motzei Shabbos, Yazdim, the famous. Nobody was recording 1, 2, 3 people. We used to have Walkmans in the land, later 80s. Chick, chick, used to change the cassette. Chick. Why did he give this shurim? And how was the way? The shurim used to bring explanations that in the shir were people. So in the last 20 years, every shir like this were 500 people. Okay, 200 in the first floor on top where he was. Second floor, another 100 watching on TV, and down floor. But what was so special in this shiur? He gave the shiur that Balabatish could sit there and comes out who's savea, chomim savea, he's not hungry anymore. He's satisfied. Av Bedin, Dayan sits there, a rabbi, comes out satisfied. But he gave the shiurim because he felt that each one from Am Yisrael, the Torah is everybody's Torah. Torah tzivalanu Moshe morasha kilat Yaakov. Today we have a big problem in Israel. I don't know, in America. There is Bnei Teire and there is Amaratzim. These are looking upon these from the top. I'm showing with your hand. And these hate these. They say they're taking our money. And they say they're not helping us. These are not our brother. These are. Rav Avadia looked on each one of Am Yisrael that he's his son. Therefore, he felt achrayus, to go and to give shurim. Wherever they used to call him, he used to go. When I said he used to visit soldiers on Yom Kippur War, look pictures. Those days to go down Sinai, to go up Ramat HaGolan, to go Aleph Mesukan, Shtaim Chaval Al Azman, Shalosh, it's not his problem. Let's say he has problems, halacha, how to bury, Ard Latir HaGuna, but he went. ולתת שיעור בשכונת הבוחרים ארבע פעמים בשבוע. A guy tells you today, I'm a shiva. You want a shiva in Lomdesh? I could come. Tell him, come, Hoshana Rabbah. How many pupils do you have there? 1 minute. It takes me half hour in the car. Isn't worth it for me. It's a bit of Torah. It's not for the Torah. I will come to such a simple place. No, no way. And if he already comes, nobody understands what he wants. He found the issue on Parsha Shavua and he says, there is Sheva Shitot Rishonim, how to explain why Avraham went to Latzilet Lot. I saw Ramban and I saw so the guys already, they're there already, they're starting sleeping. Rav Avadia gave shiur, people sat like this. The end of the shiur, for half an hour, he gave a shiur in Halacha. The shiurim used to be 2 hours, an hour, 45 minutes. An hour and a half Halacha, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, like a machine gun. I said, I'm not talking now about Kamuay Gaon, but very organized, very prepared. In the last 25 minutes, used to say, oh, ba'u lepo arbe nashim, iskenot, nashim tzatkaniot, negid mashu miparashat ha-shavua. And he used to bring stories and stories, stories. Once in Ilchot Chala, he made a cheshbon, kama beitzim tzach lafrish chala. Kama gram ze yotze. Az Rambam kotev, mishkal dirhem, kama ze dirhem, וכמה זה ביצים, כאסקלב יגוד, הוא חשבון מאוד גדול, מוצי שבס. He caught on, people are starting to... Whoop. So he said, brought a story on the Rambam, brought a story on Ben Ishchai, brought a story, people woke up like this. You can't sleep in this year. We're alert. I say, first you need to care for Klal Yisrael, תורה ציווה לנו משה, אצל אהרון כתוב ויבכו אותו כל בית ישראל. אצל משה כתוב ויבכו אותו כל ישראל. אומרים חז"ל, אצל אהרון גם אנשים, גם הילדים. 800,000 people come to Alevaya and crying. Not everybody was crying. They had connection because they felt he cared for them. Although the media in the last 10 years showed him like he's connected to in the end I will talk, I don't want to record it. I know exactly, he said few things people didn't like, I'll talk about in the end, in the last few years. But first of all, האכפתיות מכלל ישראל. שתיים, להפיץ תורה בכל ישראל. He used to go in the hospital to visit the people that are injured. I heard it yesterday night from a guy that Arav Zabichet used to work with him when he was the chief rabbi from place to place. He says, one time, it was very hard to see the people, burned people, without arms, without legs. The rabbi used to go from place to place. One time he said in Enkarim he came, walked inside one room, he sees a young guy. It's a baby, three kids and his wife. The guy has on his eyes,
eye patches.
Bandages, and the doctor says he will be blind. And he's, hugging his babies and his kids. Melatefotam. And Rav Avadia saw it and he asked what happened. He said, "Amru li shani iver, I won't see anymore." And the rabbi described that Rav Avadia took a chair and sat there, started crying next to him. He couldn't take it anymore. But then he blessed him. He was crying and blessing him something very hard for 3 minutes. He described that after 2 weeks, they came to visit someone else that was burned there in the hospital. They met the professor, and the professor told him, "Remember the soldier that was blind, that told you he'll be blind? Baruch Hashem, he sees. Not so well, but he sees." And leave alone Yom Kippur War. Whoever saw Rav Avadia in the last 30 years, 25 years, every morning there were people trying, knocking on the door, coming in. 5 people had problem of cancer. 6 people have heart case. 5 women that are crying, they're asking to go in because they don't have children for 10 years. 1 person has an operation in his head to take off the cancer. He wants a blessing from the rabbi. And I want to ask you, and then 15 chatanim every day, 12 chatanim, and another 15 chatanim bar mitzvah. You saw it there. There weren't so many the day you were there. In the last year, they made a takana. Until a year ago, every chatan, the guy is 93 years old. Yeah, the guy, the rabbi, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Every day, used to bring in, each chatan used to go in privately. And the rabbi told him, "El Shaddai yivarech otcha, ve'bezrat Hashem takim bayit ne'eman, ve'mazal tov." I want to bring here, okay, for a test, for 2 weeks. Every morning, 5-6 people, 5 people that are sick, just tell your problems, you will hear them. And they bring you 15 chatanim and 15 chatanim, every morning. After you wake up after Shachris, just tell them Mazal Tov, have a good year, and go out. People say, "What do you want from my life? Go." Kol ha'tzarot shel Am Yisrael, boker boker etzel Arav. Arav ein lo zman. Whoever knows the rabbi, I didn't talk his concentration. When you go in, the rabbi is sitting on 50, 60 books. You will see the pictures. I saw it in my eyes. I don't need this thing to see it. Just Arav kotev, 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 kotev. יביע עומר 11 חלקים, יחווה דעת 6 חלקים, מאור ישראל 3 חלקים, ענף עצבות על פרקי אבות 6 חלקים. אי תשובה אני יביע עומר is my brother 15 years ago made a doctor, like a half a doctor, I don't know how you call it, in a master in Tel Aviv University about something has to do with court. He's a lawyer, my brother, a rabbi lawyer, okay, a rabbi that we said before, like a doctor. He learned in some yeshiva, I don't say the name, not far from Rabbi Targan's house. They taught him. He must be also a lawyer. But really, that's he's teaching Daf Yomi every day at 5:30 in the morning. He's a Talmid Chacham Baruch Hashem, but he's also a lawyer. So what was his doctorate when he was in university? He took a half a tshuva of Yabi Omer, half a tshuva, not half of a book. ופתח את זה, פתח את זה, פתח את זה, פתח את זה, סידר את זה יפה, קצת סידר, הגיש את זה, הוא לא שקוייך, וואו, קח, תקבל מאסטר. שתי עמודים ביבי עומר, ככה. אני לא מזעזל באחי, חס ושלום. He fixed it nice, he even printed the book, my brother. Whoever is a lawyer today, he buys the book, it's has to do with mezonot, הילדים. אבל עיקר הספר, יש בי עומר. חס ושלום, הוא לא לשון הרע, לך שלי, he didn't copy paste the book. I mean, כל המקורות יש בתשובה אחת. Once I came to Rav Ovadia, a guy wrote a book about Shemitah. I'm talking when it was Shir Gimel by Shiva. Those days I used to walk in Rav Ovadia in and out, like, it's not like the last 10 years people are guarding him with tzedek. And we came, Rav Ovadia, Rav Ovadia. Rav Ovadia used to give us comments to books, many people. So once my friend asked him, למה אתה מביא כל כך הסכמות? הוא אומר, אני רוצה לעודד שיכתבו תורה, שיתקרבו לתורה. Not that he didn't read the book. He read the book. He reads. Like, we read, need 3 weeks to read this. He reads it and everything is like a machine makes copies. Everything is here. But I said, I'm not talking about the Geonot. So we came in with my friend of Shemitah. והרב אומר לו, זה מה שמצאת? תכתוב. Wrote. Boom. And my friend used Barilan's computer, used everything. I'm talking about what I saw in my eyes. To respect him and give him respect, we used to come in Shir Aleph Bet, we used to collect Shailot by Yeshiva Boratem Shalamaditi, and people used to give me Shailot. They knew on Shabbos I see a few Gdolim, I used to see Shlomo Zalman Neubach, or Lezion Chaben Zion Abba Shaul, and Rav Ovadia. Hayiti mistovev, arbe mistovev, mistovev, mistovev. Each one has a disease, that was my disease. I used to go to rabbis and ask him questions and all kinds of things. Today I understand was a chutzpah. Rav Ovadia Misken, the minute he used to go out of his house, guys used to ask him questions. The guy couldn't breathe. So I שאלתי אותו, מה זה היה שם? פעם, ואנשים, it's 12 o'clock now at night. מה אמרתי? I want to talk מסודר. So people used to come and ask questions. Rav Ovadia used to answer. Small kids, big kids, teenagers, rabbis, from all the world. Used to go to shul, he had 50 questions. Come back, 50 questions. A person here teaches in a yeshiva, me, okay, some days I have a headache. A rabbi says, enough, enough, enough. Never Rav Ovadia said enough. One day I remember asking him 5 questions, he told me, Hapshush, must speak, 5 שאלות שאלת היום, תבוא מחר. So it was a nudge, because 5 questions in one walk into shul, to mincha, but all kinds of crazy questions. You see in the Bukhari, I remember when I was a kid, once he gave a shir about Shechiyanu. Adam kone chulta, tzach leverich Shechiyanu, michnasayim. I remember an old Persian man said that, Mihila kevod harav, ani kaniti garbayim bachanut. With a heavy Persian accent, he bought 2 socks. And these socks cost him 25 lirot. Lirot was before shkolim. Instead, you tell him how much it's cost him. Omer lo, ken. All kinds of odd questions, and you don't know what kind of questions. And the rabbi is already a chief rabbi to Israel. Sits and answers, yeah. 60 times Rav Ovadia taught, 6,000 times maybe. מה זה כלי ראשון, מה זה כלי שני, הלכות מבשל, הלכות בורר. עכשיו הוא לא נכנס. ולדוגמה, what you allow to warm on the plata of Shabbos, what they didn't walk in and said, יש מחלוקת קירה במסכת שבת, מחלוקת חננה וחכמים, יש שיטות ראשונים לפה, יש שיטות לשום, בעיה דלא יפשטה, ואם כן, המשנה ברורה כותב ברש נון ג' ככה, וברש נון ב' ככה, וזה נפסק ככה. First of all, just to prepare the shir, it was very clear that people will understand. You don't give a shir for yourself, you give for other people. And he used to give examples and to explain. He used to say, לדוגמה זה ולדוגמה זה ולדוגמה זה. But how he used to give Parshat Shavua, all kinds of stories, before Yetziat Mitzrayim, he used to give a mashal, let's say Makat Arov. Once he gave us an example like this. Makat Arov. שהחיות היו אכלו את המצרים. אז הוא אמר, לדוגמה, המצרי, he had slaves, the Jews. So one was a babysitter, he told him, take my 5 kids and babysit for them. ככה רב עובדיה מספר, till 5 years ago. He gave him Fatma, Muhammad, Ahmad, Mustafa, ואמר לו, לך תשמור עליהם, אבל היה מכת ערוב. והיהודי מסכן, הלך עם הילדים שלו והילדים של המצרי, ואכל את הילדים שלו, וחזר למצרי, המצרי אמר לו, מה עשית לילדים? אז אמר לו, תרשום, פטמה אכלה אריה. מוחמד אכל הדוב. זה אכל. In Hebrew it's much nicer. He talks like he talks in a kindergarten. And he describes each makah in makah ma'aseret ha-makot. Lama? Ki yo emdaber la'am Yisrael. Zeh Torah tzivah lanu Moshe Morasha Kehilat Yaakov. Ha-Torah he lo rak le-Beis Medrash, whoever was acceptable to Yeshivat HaKotel. Or the Beis Medrash of Wayu, Shkoyach. Kol Am Yisrael. And this is the point that I think we could take. If we know Torah, Rav Avadia from the age 15, 16, used to go from synagogue to synagogue and teach between Mincha and Ma'ariv. Sometimes you come to a guy, Shir Yud, could you say Advar Torah between Mincha and Ma'ariv? No, ani lo ra'uy, ani ken ra'uy, ani lo, ken. Ze anava lo b'makom. Ata lomed Torah, lech tafitz Torah. Ani mdaber la'atzmi. I told my wife two days ago, I told her, what we could take from Avadia. Every Shabbos I walk to give a shir in Ramat Eshkol, and sometimes I walk twice. I told her, it's not enough. Maybe you need to open another shir here and here. Zikuya Rabim. Rav Avadia, when he started his lessons, you think he had 3,000 people, like now? First of all, Mezakeh Rabim by Rav Avadia, you need to know the numbers. I told you, every Motzi Shabbos, you used to have a Lavian, Echomim Lavian. They used to sim on the internet all over the world. In Israel, only 300,000 people every Motzi Shabbos. In Europe, another 300,000. Okay, and in America, I was once in Ocean Parkway there, Shaar Etzion, in Ahiezer, on the S.Y. Shuls. Right after Shabbos, they sit, Hacham Avadia, Hacham Avadia. So another 50,000 people, L.A., all the Persians there, the Sephardim, if you know what I'm talking about, Sephardim community, Deal, New Jersey, huge TVs there, you see Hacham Avadia. Zikui Rabbi Manak, but he started like this? He started with small shuls. 15 guys, 20 guys, 30 guys, 40 guys. The person says, "Ma, ani lech leshama? Eh, em lo mevinim." And he knew that these people, they will have kids. And if you'll be mekarev them to Torah, their kids will be huge talmidei chachamim, big talmidei chachamim. And that happened. You know how many people said stories this week on the radio all over, when I don't hear too much radio, as you see me, I drive to Ramot, back and forth, I have half hour this way, half hour this way. I hear the stories on the radio, Kol Chai, Kol Barama, release radios, all kinds of stories. It says my father was an alphabet. And Rav Avadia used to convince people go to a yeshiva. And we're talking about years, very hard years in Israel. When he came, first of all, when he came here, he was so poor. Yesterday, he describes in his diaries, and they didn't print all the diaries, but someone who was close to him read a part of it. הוא אומר, עד החתונה היה לו חולצה ומכנסיים. ואת החולצה, אמא שלו תפרה לו. בלי צברון. לא היה צברון, לא היה כסף. שום חולצה לא היה לו עם צברון. הוא אומר, בחתונה, in his wedding, first time he had a shirt with a collar. That's the word for God. And pants he used to also. Brother Yochanan Mordechai Eliyahu, he's still alive, he had a wash machine, איך זה נקרא, department, wash store, wash, a laundry place. Yeah, he said Racham Avadia was so poor, even when he was already, used to put on him a blanket, used to wash his pants and give him back. We can understand it today. We don't catch it, because we come to the super, we have a big dilemma. There are 35 kinds of breads and 35 kinds of yogurts, and I don't like this taste of this muller. I want this muller, Kremli, Bisli, and I don't know. So we don't understand what you're talking about. And we're poor people. His daughter once told me, promise you. She told me I could eat a piece of banana on a bread. For us, it's ma'adan. I told her, what do you mean, banana on a bread? She says, yeah, my mother used to have one banana. She used to cut it too. We were more than 10 kids. Each one used to get one ring. Amotzi lechem in haaretz. Cream cheese, Philadelphia. Yeah. That's what you used to eat. And I remember the hesped of his wife, that one of the rabbis, Rav David, today is the rabbi of Har Nof, he screamed and said, Ima, kapit babayit lo haya, kapit, eza aniut gidalt otanu. When Rav Avadia got married, he had a room like this. He used to open mattresses, put his babies. And this was his room, a small room. This was a third from this room, all his house. Aval hu haya mezakeh rabim. אז קודם כל, אם קצת נדבר על עמל תורה, לפני מזקי הרבים, מזקי הרבים, let's finish the point of מזקי הרבים, it's not a question what I will receive, of how much they pay there. It's to go from place to place. And הקראתי פה קצת הספד שהוא הספיק את הרב ז'ומטי ואת הרב פרנק, שהוא מתאר תלמידי חכמים שהולכים ממקום למקום. כתוב ששמואל שקול כנגד משה ואהרון. למה? כמה זמן יש לנו? 4-5 minutes? תגיד לי, don't be embarrassed. 5-4 minutes?
10.
פחות, אוקיי, אני אגמור עוד 5 דקות, אני קצת עייף גם. I'll teach tomorrow 5 shiurim in Ramot from 7 o'clock. רק שנייה, אני אגיד לך. מזק הרבים זה לא מה יצא לי, how much do you pay, מה אתם נותנים, זה מה הם יקבלו. Sometimes in the army they used to tell me, come give us your hero on Elul. Came here, אנשים חילונים. And I really was exhausted. I promise you, when I was thinking if to give the shiur or low, because people know me from all kinds of soldiers came here, בקשה תיתן שיעור, בקשה. And I was exhausted on Elul, like all of you were tired. I was tired. I told my wife, what a chutzpah. People are coming to the rova. What do you ask? For 20 minutes shiur, half hour shiur, an hour shiur? מי אתה שתגיד לו? מה ביקשו שתיסע לפה, תיסע לשם? And I promise you, מה ראיתי מול העיניים את הרב עובדיה? תראה, הרב עובדיה נוסע פה, נוסע שם, נוסע שם, נוסע פה. מה, על מה אתה קשה לך? מה קשה לך? מה קשה לך? תישן פחות, תאכל פחות. מה ביקשו ממך? לקחת אבנים? מה ביקשו ממך לבנות פירמידות? מה? תדבר! זקת הרבים! וזכות זיכוי הרבים, he brings a gorgeous סיפור. He was a lot of choylik about the Ben Ishchai. He has two big boats בלכות תארת המשפחה. הרב עובדיה יש לו קולות גדולות מול מה שנהגו הספרדים. ובהתחלה, אתם יודעים שהיו שורפים את הספרים של הרב עובדיה. He used to burn his books. I'm talking about? No. Like the Rambam. כל מי ששרפו לו את הספרים, בסוף עלה. I promise you when I was a kid. Okay, record me and I could swear on it, whoever wants. אני ראיתי מדורה, שאלתי מה יש פה. אמרו, זה ספרים של הרב עובדיה. עכשיו, I didn't see people burning the books. But I remember the Medura, we were fighting next to the Medura, and asked what's the fight about. I was Kita Gimel Bet. אמרו לי, זה הרב עובדיה, הוא חולק על הבן ישחי, חולק על הבן ישחי, צריך לשרוף את הספרים. זה לא היה הרבה כאלה, אבל זה היה קנאים, because he wrote against the בן ישחי. I'm not 12 years old, you know, that's my 40 year old. מי שלא מאמין, אני אגיד לו, מי המנהל התלמוד תורה ששרף, ואיפה שרף? בשכונת הבוחרים. Not exaggerating. I'm trying to say this story. למה אמרתי את זה? So he brings a dream. בא אליו רבי יוסף חיים, בחלום, הבן איש חי. Most of you Ashkenazi don't know בן איש חי. בן איש חי, זה היה הפוסק 50 years ago. ראש גולת בבל. He wrote more than 80 books. Okay? You tell someone from Baghdad, בן איש חי, or someone from Tunis, בן איש חי, זה הפוסק. אבל הרב עובדיה אמר שהוא היה צדיק, ובהלכות טהרה לדוגמה, הוא יחמיר קצת. אז בהרבה דברים הוא יחמיר, והעובדיה מקל. אז כעסו עליו, למה אתה מקל כזה במקום שצריך להחמיר? רב עובדיה describes, he had a dream. He writes it in הלכות טהרה, הלכות נידה, חלק ב' של הרב עובדיה טהרת הבית. הוא אומר שרבי יוסף חיים בא אליו בחלום. הוא מדבר איתו, הוא שואל אותו, רבי יוסף, אני לא רוצה יותר ללכת לתת שיעורים, אני רוצה לכתוב את הספרים שלי. You know, a guy that likes to walk around, he enjoys going to shiur here. But רב עובדיה is such a big... הוא היה מרוכז. Many times we walked in, we saw him on his books, he started telling it 20 minutes ago. And Rav David, let's say from Aaron, he said, Abba, he said, huh? He didn't see you even. And the guy that writes with him on the computer in the last 10 years there, he swore that one night was Barakim Veramim, the guy blessed. שכוחו, שחלק מחוק גבורתו מלא עולם, לא משנה, הברכות. והוא רצה שהרב יברך, אז הרב אמר לו, מה? ברקים, רעמים, אז הוא אמר לו, טוב, אז תגיד לי כשיהיה עוד פעם. הרב היה כותב. He said that night for 3 hours, we're boom, boom, boom. איך אומרים ברקים ורעמים? No, help me.
Thunder and lightning.
The rabbi didn't hear nothing. He told him, so a guy that's concentrating on learning and he's going all over, it's not for him, he could write books. So in the dream, רבי יוסף חיים, הוא שואל אותו, אולי אני אפסיק לכתוב ספרים, אולי אני אפסיק להסתובב ואני אכתוב ספרים. He tells them, no, I don't want to read now, I have the paper here. בלילה הוא ראיתי את רבי יוסף חיים בבבל, אשר בא לבקרני בביתי, הוא פניו מהירות כזוהר חמה, נכנס, התיישב על השולחן, I'm skipping. And he asked him, if you will continue writing the books, and רבי יוסף חיים told him, זיכוי הרבים אין לו ערך בשמיים. הוא אמר לו, יש נחת רוח מאוד, לפני השם יתברך בזיכוי הרבים, ששומעים דברי תורה ומוסר וחוזרים בתשובה. וכל אחד שחוזר בתשובה הוא עולם מלא, ויקץ והנה חלום. כותב את זה הרב עובדיה בתוך הספר הלכה, טהרת הבית חלק ב', כותב את ההקדמה שמה, ותהיה the dream. שרבי יוסף חיים אמר לו, בשמיים זיכוי הרבים זה גדול. אז איפה היינו? We have another 2 minutes, a minute. אהבת ישראל. When I used to bring him soldiers, it was really after 85, 80. אמר, החיילים, אז משם יש to say, לא, הרב עסוק. אומר, טוב, אולי פה, אולי פה. And he used to come inside the room, talking about, not me, I have a friend that is our organization, they bring soldiers also to the Kotel here, you know, 500 guys. יש ארגון דרכי אבות, מי שמכיר היה בצבא. And the rabbi used to see soldiers and used to bless them, Hashem ישמור אתכם. אתם עושים למען עם ישראל. I started to say, he grew up in very hard times. British were here. They were undergrounds, Etzel, Lechi. והרב, he knows to appreciate the state of Israel, the soldiers. We're talking today about the Bnei Torah. I don't want to talk about it, but I started to say in the beginning, there is Olam HaTorah ויש עם ישראל. הרב עובדיה היה יחד. שהוא שמע שחייל נהרג, he used to cry. שהוא שמע שחייל נפצע, הוא היה בוכה. הוא בכלל היה רגיש. He used to see kids. What Rav Ovadia had in his tender? Who knows? In his tender, in shul. Some rabbis, they have Reb Chaim, they have Reb Shimon. He had candies always. It's to call a kid. Boy, after that fila, he used to tell Ploni, titen li ishtecha. If you know someone is in a hospital or sick, boy, na, titen la ben shelcha. בואנה, סוכריות, גדול הדור. כי ככה היה התורה שלו. His Torah was sweet. And he used to talk with everybody, everybody. I'm not talking the last 10 years he was already sick, and in the last 7 years he had very hard condition, heart problem. And everybody heard in Dalvai, I don't know if you heard, 7 years ago he had a tzintur. Everything was here, סכנה, לקחו אותו לבית חולים. הרופא אמר, דחוף להיכנס לצינטור. איך אומרים צינטור ב...
surgery?
To open his heart to
two minutes.
Oh, yeah, כן, ניתוח, לפתוח את הלב, את ה... הרופא אמר לו, תיכנס דחוף, הדסה עם קרם. It's a famous story they said in the hesped. Rav David Yosef was crying, he said in the hesped 2 days ago. The rabbi said, I need 3 hours. Told him, for what you need 3 hours? He said, אני צריך 3 שעות, 3 שעות. אמרו לו, תתאשפז, אתה צריך משהו מהבית, אבא, הרב, נביא לך מהבית, אמרו, אני צריך לחזור הביתה. He said, I'm going another 3 hours inside the operation. I don't know if I'm coming out or not. There is a aguna. I'm in the middle of writing tshuva la'atir aguna. If I'll pass away, chas v'shalom en la'iter. אני רוצה לגמור לכתוב את התשובה, ואז אני אבוא לבית חולים. וכך היה. After 3 hours, he went inside the operation. But first you need to finish לכתוב aguna. למה? זה האכפתיות מכל אחד. This is another point. To touch the artery. When I brought him Almana there with kids, I told you a year and a half ago, he was crying. He heard that her husband died from a heart attack. He didn't know the lady, but he was crying. I brought him 2 years ago, I don't remember exactly, a guy, some kids with yarmulke, some not. He came in, אמר לו, רב עובדיה, ניתוח ראש, אני צריך להיכנס לבית חולים. רב עובדיה טיפז אותו, אמר לו, מימינך רפאל, משמאלך גבריאל, השם יהיה איתך, אל תפחד. זה אהבה, זה חיבה. And people gave him back love. Although the media showed him love, a tough guy, like a... I don't want to say what they made for him. They used to make jokes in the last 5-6 years. Another point. So for when you give love, Eder, you get it back. 800,000 people. Okay, let's take off 200,000. 600,000, everybody agrees to it. And the roads were blocked. Not everybody came from Yeshiva Tako to walk in 25 minutes. We were there. Okay, we were running there. So it was a little bit hard, yeah, but... People drove 4 hours from Tzfat, from Dimona, from Yerucham. Lama? Ki Adam shoev et klal Yisrael machzirim lo ahava. Vegam roim mipo, kama Am Yisrael hu naki v'taor. Al tiruni shani shechachoret. Am Yisrael is pure inside. There's a lot of stories, many stories, aval zeh ani choshev, kol echad, רק דבר אחרון, התמדת התורה. Sometimes we're learning Torah. We cannot be Rav Ovadia. Every night, you know, a guy in his age, 90 years old, usually from the 70s, you go to old age home from the 80s, you do a lot every day. You open a bamba, you eat, you sleep. another bamba. Sometimes they give you soup. You sleep. In the old age, they say, "Bezat Hashem, rak shichye." Yochal k'tad bamba ishan yakum. Rav Ovadia, b'shanim ha'achronot, kol shana sefer. Rak kotev, 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 kotev. Matpisim lo. Kitzat kashe lo alichtov b'shnatam ha'achronot. Eze espek. Eze amal Torah. Eze shkida. And אנחנו לא יכולים להיות כאלה. But maybe we could take off the phones for an hour, 2 hours. Today I saw a big thing. I forgot my phone here at home, and I went to Ramot. And for 7 hours I survived without a phone. Although I promise you, Rav Vitter exactly today was looking for me 3 times, Rav Targin 5 times. So asked me about Shabbat Zitzvat and my machat. Yesterday I came back from Elohim at night. Machat, very big guy in the army, exactly today was looking for me. So, but I found out that the world didn't fall. Didn't have a phone for 7 hours. So what? Who are you, Obama? Mama? Who's Obama? And a few years, nobody. I know if Obama will have 20 guys in his levaya. I don't hate him. Just to say, it's nothing. Today, Nesin Nesin. Abu Badi, I am Melech. להבדיל בין התאור לתאמה, סליחה, מה אתם קוראים here in the best method. We have a chorus atov, he helps us. But, let's go back to my issue. So when we are learning Torah, sometimes we do 2 lines in the Gemara, then we say, tell me, when are we going to the Tilos? Yeah, what's happening here? 1 minute, let's see, CNN, look, what's going on? Yeah, look here. And if we don't open the phone every 20 minutes, we think it's pikuach nefesh. So today I had a chiddush. For 7 hours I didn't have the phone. העולם לא נפל. אז אני אומר, אולי אפשר לחבות את הטלפון לשעתיים ביום. סליחה, חצי שעה. And so we have a disease today. We have a... And then a person says, I'm learning a lot of Gemara. I don't succeed. How could we succeed? I'm talking to myself, I promise you. I told it to my wife. How could we succeed? Learning 2 lines in Baba Kama, then we're checking what's going on. Wow, I got an email from my mother, Kibudurim. I'm not talking now about people that see Miriam Anvirat, Vedvora Nevia, Vedvarim Achirim that's jumping. He doesn't want to see, but Baruch Hashem, הוא מקבל עוד קדושה בעיניים. אני מדבר עכשיו רק על ביטול הזמן, לא על מראות נגעים, על כהנים שרואים פרשת תזריע, מצורח, רמות. באתר קדיש עדן ובכל אתר ואתר ואחרי זה הוא צריך חינה וחסדה ורחמים. אני מדבר עליה על ביטול הזמן. So, השם יזכה אותנו, אני באמת חושב על זה, שא' נזכה לזיכוי הרבים, 2, לא ננצל את הזמן. Rabbi Ovadia used to sleep, I started to say the old age home to say that Rabbi Ovadia used to sleep in these last years, 2:15 at night he used to go to sleep, 7 o'clock he had shacharit. An old man wakes up at 6 to be prepared to shacharis. Every morning he was at shacharis. If not in Korbanos at 7, he was 7:15. And the guy slept 3 hours, 4 hours. During the day he used to sleep 1 hour noontime. Yeah, shkoy. But all the morning he used to write, and all the night he used to write. These are facts, not stories that we are exaggerating. We saw it. Ashenizkeh le'amal Torah, le'atmada v'Torah. לזכות את הרבים והעיקר שנואב כל אדם מישראל ולא נגיד אני בישיבה יהי רצון גדולים צדיקים במיטתם יותר מבחייהם שזכותו תעמוד לנו לכל ישראל ונזכה לעשות עילוי נשמה לעצמנו קודם כל לקחת את הדברים וללמוד אותם. Thank you. I know it's very late now at night. I'm sorry if my things weren't exactly מסודרים. So whoever hears the records need to know that we are 1 o'clock in the morning.
Amen.